So then you mean that Mr. Peters lost the case?
Lost it? Nothing. He won it.
He won it?
Why, certainly. Of course, he didn't get quite as much money out of it as we sort of figured. But then if I get the same when she sues me, the whole thing will stand at $600.
Yes, but see here. Mr. Peters couldn't have possibly made any money out of it.
Yes?
The very best that could have happened would be if the court decided Mrs. Dell didn't have a case. Yes. Now, don't you understand? She was suing him for $5,000.
Well, I don't know about that, Professor, but I do know he's going to get the money, because I hear the judge say so.
Well, how much money?
$300. And if I make
how could he be given a judgment of $300?
Well, each one of us was supposed to get $3 a day every day we was in court, wasn't he?
Yes. But that has nothing to do
and
with
it. And I got there just in time to hear the judge tell Ed he could take his choice between $300 and 90 days.
Oh, but I say, that means
And Ed took the $300 because 90 days at $3 a day is only $270.
No, you're wrong. You're
well,
wrong.
Well, I just ain't wrong. Here, take this pencil and piece of paper and figure it out for yourself. 90 days at $3
But Mr. Peters misconstrued the significance of the entire situation.
Yes, that's what they say. They're pretty dad doing smart. He saw right away he'd be $30 ahead if he took the $300.
Yes, but that $300 is in the nature of a fine.
And what's the fact?
Fine.
Yes, he did do pretty fine for fellas just going to court the first time. But the time he gets a little practice, we ought to be able to pick up a right smart piece of money by suing people.
Ooh, but you don't grasp it at all. Don't you see? Mr. Peters was fined. Fine for certain breaches of decorum.
Fine for certain what, Professor?
Breaches of...
No. He couldn't be fined for breeches. He didn't wear any.
Yeah, but what was that? You say he didn't wear...
No, he didn't wear no breeches at all. Just 6 pair of drawers and a wig.
Now, look here. I'm in no humor for yesterday.
Where'd you say he was yesterday?
Not yesterday. I didn't say yesterday.
Well, that's just what I understood you to say. He wasn't in something yesterday.
I said yesterday. Yesterday.
Oh, today.
Yesterday.
Yes. Well, say, Dad, being a professor, will you make up your mind what you're talking about? Was it today or yesterday? And where was you? Start beating around the bush and fell up.
I am perfectly aware of what I'm talking about.
What?
Where?
Yes, that's what I want to know.
You want to know what?
Where was you yesterday or
but
today?
I wasn't any place.
You wasn't?
No, I simply...
And you come in here and take up my time just to tell me you wasn't no place?
But you don't, sir.
Now, listen here. We like to have you come in the store, Professor, and all that. But there's such a thing as can a joke too far.
I assure you, I'm not joking. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I said I was in no humor for yesterday.
Okay, you start that again and I...
In other words, I thought you were joking.
No, surely, Bob. I don't believe in joking. Leastwise, not during business hours.
But you're surely not serious. When you say Mr. Peters wore a wig and 6 pairs of drawers in court...
Certainly I am. That's exactly what he wore.
But where on earth did he get such an absurd notion as that? Why, it's preposterous. It's positively preposterous.
Well, I don't know about that. That's what that fellow James Watt told him to wear. He come right here and he told me all about it. And I told him.
Mr. Winterbottom, you know what I believe?
What?
Mrs. Dell concocted that plot in order to make Mr. Peters appear without trousers and discredit him in court.
Hmm?
It's just like her to do such a thing and make a cat's paw out of you.
Make what, Professor?
Make you a cat's paw.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm sure of it. And that's why Mr. Peters was fined for contempt of court.
You mean the judge is sort of signing in with her and finding Ed?
Oh, no. Judge Winters is the soul of honor. The very soul.
He is, eh?
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, he wouldn't be prejudiced. Why, he's been sitting on the bench for 20 years, and he's scornful of all such tactics. But if Mr. Peters appeared in court...
Okay, wait a minute. What did you say the judge is full of prejudice?
Gone. He'd be contemptuous of such a scheme if he found it out. Now, of course, we can't prove it, you know, but if we could, Mrs. Dell's case would be thrown out of court, because she wouldn't be coming into court with clean hands.
Hey, is that a fact?
Yes, indeed. However, at any rate, if I were you, I'd have a talk with Judge Ellis. He's a close friend of Judge Winters, and under the circumstances, perhaps Judge Winters can be persuaded to remit the fine.
Yes, I'll do that. And say one thing more, Professor. How soon do you figure they'll pay Eb that $300?
You missed the whole point. You're impossible. You're absolutely impossible.
Just a second. Howdy, Lucy. You know Lucy Schneider, don't you, Professor?
Hello, Professor.
Yes, I've had the pleasure. Well, I must be going. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Miss Schneider.
Goodbye, Professor.
Yes. Shalom, Professor. Come in again sometime. Yes. Dernie's started running in and out. You know, sometimes he don't seem to know what he's about. Something for you, Lucy?
Where's Mr. Peters?
Oh, Eb? Well, he's home changing his clothes. Why?
Oh, I'm collecting some news notes for the Corn Center Gazette.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he'd have something to say about the trial.
Well, he ain't here. Say, just a second. I'll give you some news about the trial.
Oh, all righty. Go ahead.
Ain't you gonna write it down?
Oh, I can remember it, I guess.
Well, just never mind remembering it. Here, you take this pencil and put it down, Johnny. I want this to get in the paper straight, just like I said it.
Well, shoot it.
Yes, let's see. In the first place, this whole business is just one of Mrs. Zell's dad during plots. You got that?
Yeah, go ahead. I can take it down in shorthand.
You can, eh? Well, all she wants to do is to get credit for Eb's pants in court.
Hey, you ain't trying to kid me, are you?
I ain't trying to kid nobody. I'm giving you the facts. And that's why she got up this idea wearing shorts.
She did?
Yes, surely, Bob.
You mean in court?
Yes, sure.
Oh, gee, wait till I get that down.
Yes.
Now, go ahead. What else?
Let's see. What else now? Oh, yes. And what's more, he called me a cat father.
A cat father?
Yes, that's what I said, a cat father. Professor Thistlewaite heard her say it.
Oh, boy, what a story this will make. Say, go ahead.
And she got Judge Winters to side in with her.
How do you know? How do you know she did?
Professor Thistlewaite found that out, too. He said Judge Winters was dang right, remember just what it was he called him. He had something to do with his shoes, I recollect.
With a shoe?
Yes, he said the judge was
A heel?
Yes, that must have been it, a heel.
Professor Thistlewaite said that?
Yep, and what's more... he said the judge hadn't done nothing for 20 years but sat around just a dad doing bench warmers.
Oh, boy. Say, this is great. Mm-hmm. Go on, don't let me stop you. What else did he say?
I guess that's about all, Lucy. Oh, no, wait. He said the judge was full of corn.
Corn?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean corn liquor?
Well, I reckon that's what he meant.
Oh, gee. Say, gee, Mr. Winterbottom, this is a swell story. The best story I've landed since I've been working for the paper.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet they give me a raise.
Well, say, now that's fine, Lucy. He will help you, Annie. Now, I'll just put another little touch to it. And say, let's see, what will I say? Yes, mm-hmm. I'll say it. I'll say if Mrs. Zell says I'm a cat's father, why, she's another one.
Oh, boy, I'll put that down, too. And say, Mr. Winterbottom, would you mind signing this interview?
What?
If you don't, maybe the editor won't believe it.
You mean sign my name to it?
Sure.
Why, shucks, yes, certainly I'll sign it. And you have the pencil there. See, it's kind of a hard one, but I just have to make my name. Zebediah Winterbottom.
Uh-huh.
Say, when'll the paper be out, Lucy?
Tomorrow. And I've got to rush to get this in tonight. Well, goodbye.
Thanks.
Yes, goodbye, Lucy. You're welcome. Well, shucks. When it's a darn deed to do a person a good turn, I don't see why more people don't do it.